to Luke. Luke chapter 6, verses 17 to 26. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do sit down. The reading from Luke's Gospel almost reiterates the Sermon on the Mount that you can find in Matthew's Gospel. But if we look closer, the words in Luke's Gospel are very different to those of Matthew, and they give a more spiritual perspective as to what Jesus is saying. The poor who are mentioned in that reading may be those people who haven't stored up financial riches, but instead they could be people who have shared them with, who live with what they need and no more. The hungry could represent those who are still seeking a deeper kind of fulfillment and a deepening of their relationship with Jesus. And the people who weep could be showing an understanding with those who are suffering in so many situations across the world. They share in the sorrow and the suffering of others, and when resolution comes, they find their joy. And all those who are persecuted, shunned, or mocked for being a follower of Jesus are compared to those who are rooted in modern culture with its attitudes and its values. So if you like, in today's gospel, Jesus is setting out a kind of Magna Carta of what it is to be a Christian. He offers his followers the kingdom of God, and it's based on the Beatitudes. In Jewish culture, if people believed that things were going well, then God was pleased with them. And so they would be rewarded with riches or security or respect or happiness. But Jesus goes on to turn these values completely upside down. Jesus lived out the Beatitudes, and he offered them to those who were most in need, the poor, the hungry, the sad, and the outcast. His followers would have had experiences both of poverty and of hunger. They knew the sadness of the world, as well as the hostility and the rejection that they were going to experience by following Jesus. And in that, we hear the echo of the reading from Jeremiah. Whatever hardship we endure, If we face it with hope, we will be blessed, consoled, and rewarded by God. So the Beatitudes offer an ongoing and a kind of radical re-examination of our conscience on how we are to live. For Luke, the poor, the oppressed, the deprived, and the imprisoned are not people who are disgraced. Instead, they are people who are blessed because they enjoy the true resurrection of Christ. For many in our society, being rich and famous is the ultimate aim in life. Adverts suggest, of course, that we need to have the latest thing, whether it's the latest phone or gadget or an item of clothing, dream houses, fast cars, luxury holidays, the list goes on. We are constantly bombarded with these images of what should be the perfect life. And if we don't have those, then somehow we are poor. It seems as though we're missing out, we're underachieving. If we can become a celebrity, whether it's a film star, a football player, or a social media influencer, that seems to be seen as being the pinnacle of achievement. But of course, Jesus offers the completely opposite view. His audience is made up of the outcasts, people often with little status, ordinary people, just like you and me. And at that time, as there is today, there is a huge divide between rich and poor. The distribution of wealth continues to leave many in our society in poverty, both materially but also politically as well. And the sense of injustice permeates throughout Luke's gospel, and it's a key factor in his account of Jesus' words. So in addressing the poor and the hungry, Jesus reaches out to those who can't make ends meet. He speaks to a people just like us who weep, who acknowledge the pain and the suffering that's caused by injustice. Luke, and Jesus through Luke, acknowledges a broken society and the hardships that are experienced by those who have little or no status. The people who don't have a voice to challenge society or have no voice to speak about bringing about change. Jesus calls these people blessed. They're special. By being blessed, the injustices that they endure now will be taken away in the future. Our lifestyle and our attitudes need to change if we are to be worthy of the kingdom values that Jesus taught to be experienced by us all. What about those who have built up riches or power or status? Jesus keeps repeating the words, "Woe to you." And so he's indicating that a time will come when these people will be called to account. What they've gained will be reversed. They will suffer for the same reason that they have caused suffering in the first place. But living in a society where the values of the kingdom are lived out will deny these people the power and the status that they've built, and they will go on to feel and regret their loss. So that's the challenge to us today. Are we going to root ourselves in values that are superficial, the power, the status, the wealth? Or instead, are we going to root ourselves in the values of the kingdom? The material things will always pass away, But if our roots are deep in God's word and living out the values of the kingdom that Jesus brings about, then surely our lives will be transformed and we will be a people who are truly blessed. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.